something for the weekend. Good morning, it is Trina Mari here. You're on Classic Hits. And on the line, we have the Paul McKenna. Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Good morning, Trina. I am absolutely fantastic.
Well, you have to be, because you're pushing the power of positive thinking, really. So you can't have a bad day, Paul, can you?
Yes, there's something to be said for that. I mean, I think everybody has a bad day, but it's how you handle it. So, you know, I mean, sometimes bad things happen, but I try and stay resilient. That means sometimes you tough it out, sometimes you're flexible, but your thinking is always looking for solutions to problems, and very much glass half empty.
Okay.
Half full, not half empty.
Exactly. Let's get that one right. So you're going out on tour at the moment, and I mean, I think self-help has never been as big. And I know, obviously, yeah, you've sold quite a few books. Are we at 10 million books so far?
It's over 10 now, yeah.
It's never been as big, I think, self-help, and everybody is trying to live their best life. Happiness is something, though, that people are being more open about it now, aren't they? If they don't feel happy, they're wanting to do something about it. And this is where you come in. So tell me about this tour that you're doing.
Right. Well, I will be at the Alex on the 21st of March for a live event. So it's not a lecture. It's an event. It's like a personal coaching session with me. It's just there's 500 other people there. So I walk out at the beginning and I'll be asking who's been through a trauma, who can't get over it, it holds them back in life. I'll ask someone to come and join me on stage. I'll make it go away so that they can remember what happened, but they're not troubled by it anymore. And then I'll turn and do it to everybody else in the audience. So the event really is about optimism, confidence, motivation, and positivity, for want of a better word. And what I do is I talk a bit, but then I do something only with people that want me to do it with them. You know, you don't have to do it, but I want people to come away with a feeling of real optimism for their future. And so I'm using mass hypnosis. It's kind of like an evangelist rally, but without all the religion. So it's got a lot of rah-rah to it.
When it comes to confidence, there are definitely some people in the world who are born confident, who've never had a problem being confident. And then there are other people who may have been confident at one point in time, and then something happened. They gave up their career to rear their children. They were at home, mammy's at home, and they kind of lose that little sense of themselves. They lose that bit of the confidence that they used to have. Is it possible to get it back easily?
I believe it is. I mean, for most people, most of the time, to get confident very quickly using modern psychological techniques like hypnosis, it's fairly straightforward. In fact, I would say a lot of what I do these days is helping somebody to change a behavior. And indeed, you know, confidence fits in that. Because some people can be very confident, say, talking with their friends, where they get on a stage and they've got lots of people looking at them and they doubt themselves. Or it might be the other way around. You know, maybe some people are confident they're speaking to thousands of people, but get them in a small group and they feel a bit intimate and that freaks them out. And so everybody's different. But the neat thing is the principles of how we run our own brain, our own thinking, and that sort of thing, and then ultimately the results we get in the world is similar for most people. So, you know, people will be learning about it if they come to the Alex on the 21st, but they'll also not just be learning in the sense that they're, you know, understanding some theories, they'll actually be experiencing it. So if you come to the Alex on the 21st, you will have an experience of positive life change.
Can you give any top tips to anybody listening right now for, you know, first thing when you get up in the morning, is there anything that you do or that you would recommend that somebody does to make your week a bit better?
Yeah, I would suggest this, that you get more of what you focus on in life. Okay, so a lot of people who are thinking, oh, I don't want this to happen, I don't want that, I don't want that. Sure, so you know what you don't want, but what they do is they forget to think about what it is they do want. A friend of mine, he's a life coach, he says, if you tell a lamppost your plans every day, they're just more likely to happen. So what you need to do is think about what it is you do want and focus on it relentlessly. So it might be a particular job. It might be to go on a date with a particular person. It might be to have a business success. It could be any number of things. You know, I say, you know, athletes do this. They do a thing called mental rehearsal, where they think about winning the race over and over and over again, so they condition it into their subconscious mind and into their muscle memory. And it's the same with anything that you want to do in life. You know, from boiling an egg to making €1 million, you just need to think about how you're going to do it, what it is you want, and do it over and over again.
Yeah, now you mentioned the sports star there. You've actually helped Olympians and everything, haven't you? And Hollywood stars.
I've helped many of the world's leading athletes. Every major athlete in the world now has somebody like me to help them. You know, to a sports psychologist or a hypnotist or a coach, and a mind coach, that is. And that's because so much success in athletics is obviously about physical ability, but also about state of mind. Mm. Athletes call it being in the zone when you're in a peak state of performance. Musicians call it being in the groove. Us psychologists, we call it being in flow. When you're involved in an activity, it's not too difficult, but it's not too easy either. And you're involved in it to the exclusion of everything else, and you become so absorbed in it. And so it can become really exciting and quite addictive in a positive way.
How have you helped Hollywood stars, Paul?
Well, some of them have problems just like everybody else. They want to quit smoking, they want to sleep well, they want to, you know, overcome some sort of trauma. But then others are really successful, they're absolutely amazing, and they want to be even better. So they want to be an even more confident actor or broadcaster or an even more creative screenwriter or something like that.
Because you think that they have so much confidence, and then really some of them are actually quite shy and they're quite reserved, and the thoughts of actually, and I've read this in interviews before, the thoughts of them, say for example coming on the radio, scares the life out of them.
Well, yes. I mean, some people, I suppose they have performance anxiety from time to time. And again, you know, sometimes some of the most successful actors or actresses in the world will say to me, you know, I'll get a call and they'll say, I'm lacking in confidence. And I'll say, but hang on, you're meant to be the best. You know, and they'll say, no, when you get to be, you know, very well known, the pressure's even greater.
Yeah.
So I work, it's a surprise to me when I meet somebody who's extraordinarily famous and successful, but still sometimes they have doubts.
And royalty as well. I found that, I couldn't believe that when I saw that the royalty are getting help as well.
Yeah, the royal family, members of the royal family have been seeing me with various problems over the years, and you know, I obviously, it's a great honour to do that. One of the things I find is, you know, people go, oh, what are they like? You go, just like everybody else, you know, deep down. We're all human, we all have, you know, desires, fears, things that make us happy, things that excite us, the things that scare us. You know, we're human, and that we share.
Paul, talk to me about the book. Give it an L plug there. What's right. The book all about?
The new book is called The Seven Things That Make or Break a Relationship. Whenever I write a book, I try and make it the definitive book in the genre. So I've tried to write here the definitive book on relationships. I mean, basically, you know, in fairy tales, we all hear, they usually end with, and they all live happily ever after. But they don't tell you how that happily ever after is achieved. This book is about happy ever afters. So if you are a person that wants to be in a relationship, maybe you keep dating the same kind of person, making the same mistakes, or it ends badly continually, this book is for you. If you're already in a relationship, maybe it's a bit rocky, a bit up and down from time to time, this book is for you. Or if you are happy in a relationship and you want it to be even better, then this book is for you.
You're a good salesman as well, Paul. Well done.
Thank you very much, Trina.
Thanks very much, Paul.
Lovely
and the best of luck with the book and the tour, and hopefully we'll get you on the show again. Thanks very much, Paul.
I'd love to. Thanks so much.
There's Paul McKenna. This is Something for the Weekend on Classic Hits.